Powers and Alex Schaefer versus Claire had 18 carries for 141 and scored twice.
One thing that I find comical here is last time we covered Beale City was actually in the state championship for Harbor Beach. And Chase Rowland, Alex Schaefer, all these names, their older brothers were in that game. Now it's the younger brothers' turn. And in Beale City's only loss this year against Ishpeming, they weren't able to rush the ball, being limited to 73 yards on the ground and 77 yards through the air on 11 for 24 passing. I might also point out when Harbor Beach defeated the Aggies in 2012, that's exactly what the Pirates did. They made Beale City one-dimensional, taking away the run and forcing them to go to the air, which they aren't being used to. And tonight we'll see if the Laker front four are up for that task, Dave.
Oh, and I think they're going to have to be if Lakers are going to stay in this game and even win this game. They're going to have them front four going to have to battle. And if they don't, the linebackers are going to have to come up and help with that out. And if they can do that and force Beale City to throw in any way, shape, or form, they have a chance to win this game.
Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between the Lakers and the Aggies. It's all on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch. To try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
A beautiful night for football here in Saginaw Valley State University Stadium as it's Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. 13 minutes away from kicking off as Lakers have actually won the toss and they have elected to receive. They're going to try and hit Beale City in the mouth here on their first possession. We'd also like to point out another game went on tonight. Soccer is still going on and in the regional play over at Saginaw Novell, the Harbor Beach Pirates took out Saginaw Valley Lutheran 2-0. To take home the first regional championship for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
They did, and congratulations to them. According to my notes, they will play Wednesday at 7 o'clock. They play Troy Athens.
And where's that game at? Any idea?
More details to come is what it says. So I'm happy with what I got so far, bud, but I will find that out.
It's against Roper or University Liggett at Troy
Athens.
Oh,
it's at Troy Athens.
At
okay.
7 p.m. So we'll keep you updated on that. We'll have more details on the Strong Side on Sunday, our two-hour special from 6 to 8 p.m. Of course, we'll have our regular show from 6 to 7. Then at 7 p.m., we will be broadcasting live and announcing the selections of the MHSAA postseason, as announced with via Fox Sports Detroit, simultaneously on WLAWSports.com. One team making the effort over here as well is the Laker Marching Band. They're out there all right now. But as the Canadian Goose flies, 85 miles separate Laker High School from Beale City High School. Traveling west, dead across Saginaw Bay, and a hint south. But if one had the urge to leave the thumb and try their hands at, say, Blackjack or the slots in Mount Pleasant on their way to Beale City, it's exactly 100 miles between the high schools, taking just shy of 2 hours. What's interesting is it's 52 miles for Lakers to Saginaw Valley and 58 miles for Beale City. Beale City has 222 students enrolled in high school, putting them in Division 8 for the playoffs, whereas Elkton Pigeon Bayport High School in Division 7, they have 308 students, so 85 more for the Lakers. Beale City is averaging 41.8 points in offense, while the Lakers are scoring 31, so plus 10.8 for the boys in blue. On defense, Lakers is allowing 12.5 points through 8 games, coming off of a shutout against Reese. Meanwhile, the Aggies of Beale City on average are giving up 9.8, so Aggies with a 2.7 point advantage. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University, they're showing a 13.5 advantage for Beale City. Las Vegas is expecting similar results tonight, unfortunately, after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location. The spread for tonight sits at Beale City, 18.5. This is the first ever meeting between Beale City and Lakers. Beale City, for those who aren't quite sure, is an unincorporated community northwest of Mount Pleasant, located in Isabella County. The size of the community is 2 miles by 2 miles, according to the U.S. Census, and its population is 351. The population density is roughly 88 people per mile. As a similar gauge, Dave, Fairhaven Township, home of Bayport, Michigan, has a population density of 59. So Beale City was established in 1880, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I was digging deep. This got late night. I got in the weird part of the internet again.
Oh, man.
But Beale City was established in 1880. What year was the also unincorporated community of Bayport established?
You said Beale City was established in 1880?
When was Bayport established?
I would assume that you found a trick question, so I'm going to guess that Bayport also was established in 1880.
Oh, I like your style. That's something I would pull.
It is something you would do.
But no, Bayport was actually settled in 1851.
1851.
By Carl H. Heisterman. It was initially named Geneva, and then later named Wildfowl Port, and now, of course, where the fish caught the man, Bayport, Michigan, home of the Bayport Fish Company. And all right, Dave, I'll give you redemption here. You should know this one.
Yeah, I should.
who got their post office first, and in what year?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll sacrifice the year.
Beale City or Bayport, who got the post office first?
Oh, boy.
Just I wait guess, till the, if the route we're going
well,
postseason.
Bayport, I'm going to try and be the smart, take the smart route here. Bayport was established first. I would assume then they got the first post office.
We have a winner.
All right. Well, that was almost too good to be true.
Bayport, the post office was moved to Bayport in 1872, whereas Beale City got theirs in 1892, 20 years later.
Okay.
So there you have it. 8 minutes and 20 seconds before kickoff here. In Saginaw Valley State University, that it is getting dark out here. It's a beautiful night for football. We'll check the forecast and everything else right after this on the WLNW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5555.